I want to talk about some things that we don't normally talk about. I want to talk about the disappearance of Jesus. The disappearance of Jesus. The Bible said that when Jesus came into Tyre, that he entered into a house to keep a secret that he was there. Yeah, Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it. Yet he could not keep his presence a secret. So we're talking about Jesus. Jesus has a clear sense that this is not a city that would be receptive to his ministry. He has a clear sense of not being called to the people of Tyre, Sidon. He has a clear sense of his mission. Do you have a clear sense of your mission? Or are you just called to preach? Or are you just going, what kind of restaurant? What kind, where is it? Fast food, short order, delivery? What do you have a clear sense of mission? Don't start a mission you don't have a clear sense of. He wasn't generic. He understood that he wasn't for everybody. Are you allowing yourself to be hurt over the rejection of somebody you're not even called to? Jesus had a clear sense of his purpose and his mission, and he had a clear sense that he was not generic, and he had a clear sense that he wasn't everybody's cup of tea, and he was cool with it. He was cool with being controversial. He was cool with being an outcast by certain circles. He didn't keep contorting himself into other forms, trying to get everybody to like him until you lost all sense of identity, twisting yourself over and over into all kinds of shapes, trying to fit in the people who have already made up their mind. They don't want you. They don't want you. They don't want you. So you might as well stand up and be who you are. He was specific. Given that he was in Tyre, he chose to reside away from people he wasn't sent to. He chose to reside away from people he wasn't sent to. He wasn't wasting time knocking on doors of people he wasn't sent to. Oh my God. I might not make it to the end. There are some situations you avoid. Like Moses putting a veil over his face. Remember when he came down off the mountain and he'd been with God and his face was lit up with glory, but the glory he had wasn't for the people he saw? I'm going to say that again. The glory he had wasn't for the people he saw, so he hid, as it were, his face. For Jesus to be hiding in the house is for Moses' face to be covered. Sometimes God will hide his glory. Do you realize Jesus rose from the dead and only showed himself alive to his disciples? He hid from everyone else. Stop trying to make people see what they refuse to see. Stop trying to make people believe what they don't believe. Stop trying to make people want what they don't want. I got up and fixed breakfast the other day for my grandkids, made homemade biscuits, fried apples, and sausage, and my wife scrambled some eggs, and they said, we don't want it. We want McDonald's. When I was younger, I'd have pitched a hissy fit. Now that I'm older, I said, thank you very much. I went on downstairs and went on into my quarters and kept on going, because I'm not going to try to change you for 3 days, something that's been sitting in you for 13 years. I said, I know not to do that no more. I won't be doing that the whole rest of the trip. I never entered into the kitchen again. I hid myself in the gentleman's quarters and let them go to McDonald's. Because my peace is worth it. Y'all don't even hear what my peace. My peace is worth it. I'm not going to be fussing at you trying to get you to eat your broccoli. My peace is worth it. I'm too old to have them kind of argument. Been there, done that, got a t-shirt. McDonald's is on the corner, sucking red light, turn left. I'm not mad or nothing. I'm not even frustrated. You can't open up yourself to everyone. I have heard this text preached over and over and over and over again. I preach it myself over and over again. I don't know that I've ever heard this point expounded on. Sometimes the gospel is hidden. The region as a whole was a region that he wasn't sent to. He wasn't sent to the. I want to give you the history. See, we see what happened, but we don't see why. We see the front of the story, but we don't see the back of the story. We read little blurbs on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, blogs. You don't know the back story. The backstory has everything to do with the story. You came to the family reunion. You saw us acting funny. You don't know what happened when we were 7. You don't know what happened when we were 12. You don't know that we're 5 different families gathering at the picnic that we didn't know we had. Come on, talk to me, people. Where are my real people? There are some things that you are too precious to fight about. And you don't try to make yourself go where you're not sent. Remember the early church in the book of Acts? The Bible said that the Spirit of God constrained us from entering into certain cities. Remember what Jesus told the disciples? He said, if you go into a house and they don't receive you, shake the dust from your feet and leave swiftly. See, some of us are at the age now, I don't have time to be arguing about no eggs and bacon. I'm better than that. Go on and get what you like. I hop, G hop, we hop, they hop. I'm not going to be arguing with nobody about nothing I can have peace about. The second thing I want you to notice is that Jesus does not come into Tyre expecting to be seen. While almost anyone else would want to be seen, Jesus wants to be hidden. He is hidden in the house. Somebody say he's hidden in the house. Say it again, he's hidden in the house. Say it again, he's hidden in the house. This time say he's hidden in my house. He's hidden in my house. Somewhere in my situation, Jesus is hidden. Somewhere in the hospital room, Jesus is hidden. Sometimes, somewhere in the court case, Jesus is hidden. Somewhere in the dilemma, Jesus is hidden. All I got to do is find him. All I got to do is knock and the door shall be open. All I got to do is ask and it shall be given. All I got to do is seek and ye shall find. He's hidden in the house. He's hidden in your problem. He's hidden in your storm. He's sitting in your crisis. He's hidden in your dilemma. I feel something pushing me in the back. I'm trying not to preach, but I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Something is about to happen in this place. He's hidden. He's hidden in your problem. He's hidden in your dilemma. He's hidden in your crisis. He's hidden in your circumstance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel a blessing about to hit this place. Stop somebody and tell him he's in there. You may have to find him, but he's in there. You may have to look for him, but he's in there. You may have to travel, but he's in there. You may have to walk alone, but he's in there. You may have to get down on the floor, but he's in there. Shout a hallelujah. Look at Jesus' unassuming manner. He is hidden in the house. Remember that Jesus is the one who healed masses of people and told them, don't tell anybody. Look at the attitude of Jesus compared to the attitude of Christians. We want to tell everybody. Jesus did more and asked less. Don't even tell anybody that I healed you. Jesus is hidden in the house. And the Bible says that in spite of the fact that he wanted to be hidden in the house, that the glory that was on Jesus was so strong, it could not be hidden. Which brings me to this conclusion, that real glory cannot be hidden. When you're the real deal, you don't have to tell me you're the real deal. When you got the real stuff, you don't have to say I got the real stuff, because real glory cannot be hidden. Stop telling me who's fighting your ministry. Stop telling me who's got their foot on you. If I can put my foot on you, God didn't send you. Because if God sent you, he'll break my foot. He'll make me move. Real glory cannot be hidden. I want somebody that's got some real glory to give him about 10 seconds of a crazy praise.